Today's shootings at multiple locations in Northern California, including an elementary school, are prompting more conversations about gun control. The debate happens daily in nearly every part of the country, and today it was front and center as a gun bill was debated at the State House. But can common ground be found? The latest bill to expand gun rights would allow Ohioans to carry hidden, loaded handguns in public without permits or safety training. It would also make Ohio a stand-your-ground state, changing the rules for guns being used in self-defense. Inside a Senate committee hearing room, Jim Irvine, the president of the Buckeye Firearms Association, testified for the bill, saying Ohio is an outlier when it comes to gun laws.
Every attorney I know that deals with self-defense and this stuff agrees Ohio's law is different than the rest of the state. It's an embarrassment to our state. It needs to be fixed.
As Irvine tells lawmakers why they should pass the bill, a group of women wearing matching red T-shirts with the slogan "Moms Demand Action" sit quietly shaking their head in disagreement. Michelle Mueller of Cincinnati is with that group.
What this does is it just upends the traditional self-defense, the laws that have been working already in Ohio, shifts the whole burden of proof to the prosecutor.
This is the first hearing Ohio lawmakers have had on this particular bill, and both sides say they'll be trying to educate lawmakers about it. It's another day in the hard-fought battle over gun rights and gun restrictions at the State House. Governor John Kasich recently wrote an op-ed in the Cleveland Plain Dealer, saying he believes there should be common ground between the two sides. And in a recent interview on the Sunday morning show This Week on ABC, Kasich said this.
Here's what I'm trying to do. Ohio is a place where people want to solve problems. They're willing to listen to one another. So what I want to do is I want to get a group of reasonable people, pro-gun people, and those who favor limits on gun ownership, and I want to put them in a room and see if we can find some common ground.
During his 7 years in office, Kasich has signed several laws expanding gun rights, including a measure last year allowing daycares and college campuses to permit people to carry concealed weapons. But back at the State House, Mueller says her group is embracing Kasich's latest message.
We want to work with him, too. We were glad to hear that he believes that there is common ground. Not only that, we're going to ask him to reject and oppose these bills.
Irvine says there is common ground to be found here, but it isn't about guns.
What there is agreement on is we don't like crimes. We don't like rape. We don't like murder. We don't like a 5-year-old kid getting a hold of a gun and shooting his brother or sister. Nobody likes any of that stuff. So the question is, how do we address it?
Mueller says her group doesn't oppose gun ownership.
We have gun owners in Moms Demand Action. What we believe is that you can respect the Second Amendment, but with rights comes responsibilities.
Mueller says this latest gun bill Irvine is backing is irresponsible and dangerous. Irvine says it's a matter of allowing Ohioans the opportunity to use and carry their weapons so they can be responsible for their own safety.
I want the victim to win the fight with the criminal, and I think there is almost universal agreement on that issue. Now the question is, what law gets us there?
It's not so simple to answer that question. In his latest interviews and op-ed, Kasich didn't propose a fix either. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.